And we're here talking to Stephen Forte. And Stephen, you got some cool demos to show us, showing off SQL Server. So what do you got for us?
Well, Dan, I have a very cool demo showing ranking and windowing functions in SQL Server. This being an Olympic year, I would like to take the concept of gold, silver, and bronze to SQL Server 2005 and 2008.
So what exactly does that mean? Let's see it in action.
So I have some code here, and it's taking sales orders, and it's going to segment them over a rank. So we're going to get the best customers are going to show up. However, think about the Olympics that are going to be run in Beijing this year. The men and the women run together. Now, the women get and the men get an overall rank, and then they'll get a gold, silver, or bronze, then they might get their rank. But the women will also get a gold, silver, and bronze, but they're going to have the same time, and they're going to have, you know, individual rankings in the entire race. So we're going to have an overall rank for each sales customer, but then we're going to show you the rank per country. And you were not able to do this in SQL Server 2000, and you can't do this in any other database either. It's new to SQL Server 2005 and 2008, called the ranking algorithm. So what I'll do here is the code that I have here is done just like this. It's just a new keyword called rank. And then you use the keyword over, and then you put the actual field you're going to rank on. And either if it's ascending or descending. Most likely in the Olympics, you want to use ascending for the fastest time. But here we're looking for the customers that made the most amount of orders. Now here's what's interesting is the customers, to aggregate the actual orders, we have to put this in what's called a common table expression, another new feature of SQL Server 2005. A common table expression is kind of like a temporary view that only exists in the executing scope of the actual query. So what we're going to do first is pre-aggregate everything. So we have the country, the customer, and then their total amount. But now our common table expression will run here, and we're going to pull out that total amount to give our ranking, and this will give us our overall rank. But then we're going to do this, what's called partition by, same keyword rank that we saw just a moment ago. We're going to go rank over, then we're going to partition by country name and still order by that total amount. So we're going to run this, we'll get the same data, but what will be cool about it is we'll have the gold, silver, and bronze, but we'll also get the overall rank. So this customer in Australia, they're number one in Australia, but ranked 132 overall. So we can go through this. Yeah, exactly. So just as I was saying, the gold, silver, and bronze, but the men and women run that same event in the Olympics. So you can see as we scroll down to other countries, we'll go here to Canada, and you'll see, oops, if we just scroll back up a little more. Hopefully everyone in the screen can see that. My hand isn't in a way. But you'll see that the people in Canada, as I scroll up the screen, their national ranks are descending here because I'm scrolling up. And very shortly, we'll see the very first Canadian order. They're ranked number one, and they're also ranked number one overall. Go Canada, I guess.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
So that is ranking and partitioning functions in SQL Server 2005 and 2008. Very exciting stuff if you're a T-SQL programmer, especially with the Olympics coming up.
Very cool stuff. Thank you, Stephen.
No problem.